You're watching Al Jazeera with me, Sahil Rahman, in Doha. A reminder of our top news story. South Korea will pardon former President Park Geun-hye, who's been serving a 22-year prison sentence for corruption. That was part of the current leader Moon Jae-in's New Year amnesty. She was the country's first democratically elected leader to be thrown out of office. A ferry in Bangladesh has caught fire, killing at least 30 people. Dozens of others have suffered injuries. Now, rescue teams managed to save a number of passengers, but local sources say the death toll is likely to rise. The ferry was packed with nearly 500 people. Thousands of civilians are fleeing air and artillery strikes along Myanmar's border with Thailand. Myanmar's military is targeting rebels from the Karen ethnic minority. The conflict has escalated since the coup last February. A former US policewoman has been found guilty of manslaughter for killing a black man during a traffic stop in Minnesota. Kimberly Potter shot 20-year-old Dante Wright last April. She said that she'd mistakenly fired her gun instead of her taser. John Hendren has more from Minneapolis.
This was a very closely watched trial here throughout the United States because Dante Wright was shot during the middle of another trial of a white police officer who killed a black man. That was police officer Derek Chauvin, who knelt on the neck of George Floyd, ultimately killing him. In this case, Kim Potter stood, was almost impassive, simply lowered her head when each of those verdicts was read. She now has been taken immediately into custody and is already at a prison here in the state of Minnesota.
The UK's health agency has found the Omicron variant is milder than the Delta strain. Early data suggests it's up to 70% less likely to cause hospital admissions. The study found that protection from a booster shot begins to drop after 10 weeks, although it's still effective against severe disease. New York is scaling down New Year's Eve celebrations in response to a surge in coronavirus cases. The annual event in Times Square will limit numbers and people will have to show proof of vaccination and wear masks. Italy has also banned public celebrations for New Year's Eve. The government says masks must now be worn outdoors and vaccinated people will be barred from museums, exhibitions and amusement parks.